the match winner, because indeed there goes the full-time whistle, and it's Derry City who take the points.
Yeah, big 3 points in them. Good professional performance second half. You know, it wasn't one of those kind of displays. They were very fluent. They haven't passed the ball as well as they normally do, but what they've done is they dug in and they defended in numbers. They made it very difficult. Owen Toll was probably the star performer in the second half, who made two massive blocks against Tunde Olabi, who were probably goal-bound opportunities, and that's been the difference between the two teams. Will passing a bit of quality on his free kick just before half time. The curled one in from the left hand side and over the wall and to the top left hand corner, and that's been the big difference. Hearts were probably unlucky to go on at half time 2-1 behind, but they've huffed and puffed in the second half, didn't create too many big chances, and Derry very professional and defended very well and take a big 3 points, and now they go ahead of Harps on the Premier League table.
Harps did have opportunities, though, didn't they, Declan, in both halves at the start of the period and the second half. Those two big chances, Owen Abbey and Adam Foley, as you said, and you've referred to it a few times, Toll getting the vital challenges and the vital blocks, but had Harps drawn themselves level then, you wonder what would have happened. And even in the first half, when the game was at one apiece, Harps had opportunities then as well, but it was Derry who struck again. They had gone in front after 7 minutes through that penalty from Patching. Ethan Boyle guilty of a challenge on David Parkhouse, the referee Neil Doyle pointing to the spot, and Patching striking the ball into the bottom corner. Harps back level following a set piece, a well worked corner kick, Barry McNamee's delivery all the way to the back post to McAleenie. It eventually was headed goalwards and then headed in from close range by Ethan Boyle, one apiece. Chances for both teams in that first half, perhaps the better opportunities going the way of the home side, but it was Derry who went in front just before half time when Patching won himself a free kick first of all, Declan, and then stood up. You almost knew this was going to be big trouble for Mark Anthony McGinley. Patching's strike was just perfect, up and over the wall and into the back of the net.
Yeah, I mean, he scored a wonder strike up in Drogheda as well to get 3 big points up there, and the same idea just on the opposite side, and you just knew it was set up for him. It was on the left hand side, perfect for a right foot player and the quality that he has, and Hearts put all their big defenders in the wall, and he just put it over the top of everybody and into the top left hand corner. It was a wonder strike, and kind of strike that worthy to deserve the 3 big points, and similar to the game against Drogheda United, where Hearts lost it very late on from a wonder strike from Dan Massey as well, or Dan Massey on the night. And Hearts' performance has been very good. They didn't do very little wrong, but they just run out of luck. You know, they have a lot of energy. They create chances. Tunde was a threat, obviously, up top, especially in the first half, and even in the second half at phases. But he needs to be better when he gets opportunities. He's going to have a really easy chance at the very start of the game and probably should have finished it. But Derry, massive, again, 6-6 away displays and 5-1s and 1-1. You couldn't ask for any better than that, and the Derry camp will be more than happy with that, and they're keep going up the table, and that's what they're looking for now. If they can actually improve their home form, they can be a real threat, and they've got a match against Sligo Rovers on Monday night. Sligo Rovers now have lost 2 in the bounce, and they're going to need to get 3 big points, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And obviously Finn Harps are away to St Pat's, which is a hard place to go, and St Pat's are after beating Sligo tonight convincingly. So big weekend, and a lot can change in that. But yeah, listen, a big performance by Derry, and worthy of the 3 points tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Harps are away to St Pat's on Monday, Derry at home to Sligo Rovers, both games at 7:45. Then next Friday night, Harps are back at home here in Ballybofey, and that's going to be a big one because it's at home to Longford Town, who have themselves picked up a good result tonight at Dundalk. So it's all very interesting. We've said it so many times this season, there are no easy games in this Premier Division, and tonight's results would suggest so again.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here obviously and all the nights, and the Hearts' performance has been very good, but they're not getting results at home, and that's the part that's frustrating, I would say, for the management, because if you don't perform well, you don't get the results, but when you're performing well and you're just not getting results, that's even worse. But yeah, listen, that's a big game against Longford. We've got to make sure we pick up 3 points. For me, on what I've seen so far this season, I believe that Longford are probably the weakest team out of all the teams in the league. But they're still picking up points. That, I mean, that was a massive result tonight up in Ariel Park, 1-1. And obviously with Vinnie Perth coming back into the fold there as well, so they've been well motivated, and they got an early goal and obviously held out for 1-1 draw. So it's nothing easy, nothing easy in the league. But yeah, listen, you've got to keep clean sheets, and we haven't done that in a while, and that's probably been the difference.
Well, we had the fans back tonight, first time this season that supporters have been here at Finn Park to watch the action. Unfortunately for them, the Harps supporters go home having watched their team fall to another defeat to Derry City. For Derry, though, it's a good result, it's a good 3 points, and it's Patching, Will Patching, who is their goal-scoring hero tonight, but an all-round good display from Derry City. Well done to them. They have taken the spoils in this North West Derby.